This is Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. From the corporate office to the cab of a truck, they're here to inspire and empower women in all professions. So gear down, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome to Women Road Warriors. We're an award-winning show that works to inspire and empower women in every profession. Our goal is to power women on their road to success. We tackle all kinds of topics, and we work to encourage women to be their very best with informative guests and women who've been champions. I'm Shelley, and Kathy's on assignment. No topic is taboo on our show. We tackle the tough topics along with the not-so-tough topics, and we like to feature experts and celebrities who can assist women in being the very best they can be. Many times in our lives, we can end up feeling stuck. It can come in different degrees where we just feel like we've reached a dead end or a roadblock that we can't seem to get around. Sometimes we get stuck because of stress, trauma, or other significant challenges. Dr. Michelle Maidenberg is the author of Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self and the Life You Want to Be Living. Her book explores the barriers that we encounter with mindfulness questions and exercises for readers to promote growth, healing, and a path to personal fulfillment. It's really an insightful book to get readers unstuck and helps give them a chance at a do-over. Dr. Maidenberg has over 30 years of experience as a clinical psychologist. She has advanced training in cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, structural family therapy, and polyvagal theory therapy. She's a level 2 trained eye movement desensitization reprocessing, or EMDR, therapist. She's also the co-founder and clinical director of Through My Eyes, a nonprofit that offers free clinically guided videotaping of chronically medically ill people who want to leave video legacies for their children and loved ones. She's quite the lady. I have Dr. Maidenberg on the show today, and I'm looking forward to speaking with her. Welcome, Dr. Maidenberg. Thank you for being on the show.
So nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's so much to explore here. All your topics are so important and they're so relevant today. I think there's a level of frustration and mental illness and roadblocks that people have experienced. And you've come up with a strategy for people to ace their best life. That is so cool. How did all this start? And what's it about?
So people always ask me that question, like, how did I come up with this? So it is a model that I came up with. And, you know, when I first came up with it, especially when I was trying to market it, you know, the book publishers, like, they were saying, like, who is this going to help? Like, what population? They really wanted a specific population. And I said, no, this is actually, in some ways, a manual, you know, for how to live your life. And I teach these skills to even adolescents, teens, young adults. It's, you know, kind of scripted so that you could use these skills and tools and have a toolbox so that you're constantly throughout your life living your best life. So it's predicated under acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. That's what ACE stands for.
Okay.
And it's a culmination of, I do a lot of different treatments. I have advanced training in a lot of different treatments, and I also have life experience, of course. So it's a real culmination of all of those things. You know, a lot of the basis of my work is cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, structural family therapy, and eye movement desensitization reprocessing, which is, again, you may say, what is all of that?
Yeah, what is all of that?
So it's different types of treatments, but like I said, I came up with my own and conceptualized my own model, you know, taking into consideration all the tools and, you know, from those different theoretical frameworks. I teach mindfulness also as a, you know, in graduate school at NYU. So a lot of my work is really based in mindfulness as well.
What is mindfulness?
People have misconceptions about that. And it's a really good question because we hear that term thrown around all over the place, right? I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, we think that mindfulness, you know, is synonymous with meditative practice. So, you know, just to clarify, meditation is a type of mindfulness. There is, I teach it for 15 weeks, this course on mindfulness, mm-hmm. and the course is an hour and 50 minutes. So you can imagine how much information there is. There are many, many different types of ways to exercise your mindfulness. You know, meditative practice is just one of them.
Okay.
So even, you know, for example, I'll just give you a personal example. This morning, I had a very strong visceral reaction to someone and something. And I, instead of reacting to my thoughts and feelings, I really decided that I wanted to sit with it because it was one of those very strong, you know, powerful emotions. Mm-hmm. And I said, I was very suspicious and curious about it. And I said, you know what? If it has so much zest to it, there must be something underneath it. It's not just what's showing up, but it has history behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting as I was just sitting with it and sitting with it, a lot, so much more came up for me. And I was able to really think about it. And actually what I plan on doing is I have this, you know, little workbook that I, you know, that I created. I'm going to actually write in it and I'm going to like sit in meditation around what happened. So that's a very, again, that's a mindfulness exercise that I did. What does that mean? I didn't react to my thoughts and feelings, for example. I asked myself, how else can I see this? I looked more deeply into where does this have roots, maybe into my past, my childhood, my negative core beliefs, you know, et cetera. And I decided that instead of reacting from that formative, reactive place, I'm going to actually take the time to really think it through and act from my values rather than from my thoughts and feelings.
Interesting. You know, I think, wow. I mean, that makes so much sense because then people can act more rationally.
Yes.
When you react to a really strong emotion like anger, you're basically mm-hmm. thinking with your reptilian brain, aren't you?
Yes. And I know for myself, you know, just speaking from what you just said, the reptilian brain is very regressive and repressive.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, if something happened in our past that kind of leans up against it, or we make that association, we're very inclined to react based as if it's happening today.
Yeah.
Because our mind is always, always trying to protect us from discomfort and danger. And it thinks, oh no, here we go again. And it gets, again, you go, your nervous system gets reactive. So what I chose to do instead was to say, what is this? Let me be curious about it. And let me act in a way where I am actually being my best self, because that is going to then increase my self-confidence, increase my self-belief, increase my self-compassion, et cetera. And all of those things are great benefits.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd be able to think on your feet
mm-hmm.
in a situation rather than acting in an angry or visceral manner, mm-hmm. which is just going to escalate and elevate the whole situation.
And even more importantly than all of that, what it does is it puts me in a position where I'm just reacting in this patternistic way and habituated way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being my adult, cultivated, mature, you know, connected self. I'm not.
Right. Right.
That's not how I want to be. So every time I take steps like the one I just did, I really feel proud of myself.
Like
I take a step back. I'm like, wow, like I couldn't probably do that years ago. Like that was great. Good for you.
It really is amazing because that takes a lot of skill and self-control to basically take a step back and analyze the situation and analyze how you're reacting. Most people can't do that. I mean, you see it every day. There's so much anger out there, I think.
Yes.
Certainly you see it in road rage. People are in a hurry and it's like, the heck with you, and I'm going to cut you off. And it feels like everybody's reacting in a visceral manner today.
Well, we are. And that actually speaks to why we need to change our neural pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And actually our nervous systems. And I've really been working on this, especially of late. You know, I actually see the change. I see the change in my nervous system. My nervous system doesn't get as reactive as it did. And the level of intensity is a lot less, which is amazing. You know, and I also see that my neural pathways, in other words, I don't slide literally. Like it's almost like as if you're on a slide and halfway you decide, oh, I need to like, you know, shift directions. No, once you're like halfway down the slide, you can't. But if you're sitting on top of the slide, you could decide whether you want to go down or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you're really working on this, it actually changes your mindset, your perceptions, your sense of self, your identity, and so many different things, which inevitably really do physiologically changes your nervous system and your neural pathways. So there is a physiological change that actually happens. And we know with mindfulness, you know, meditative practice, it's been proven, you know, through MRIs, which is amazing. These days we can actually see brain scans where the mind has actually physiologically changed and transitioned.
So what happens in the brain? It's changing the neural pathway.
Yes.
What is the brain doing?
Yeah, good question. And I spent a whole class teaching this. So it does train, what it does is it replenishes the gray matter in your brain. So the gray matter gets depleted as we age, and it affects our memory, our focusing, our ability, you know, for impulse control. And I could go on and on. There's so many health benefits, you know, to actually engaging in this practice. So we see on MRIs these days, and again, only because we have access to it, we didn't have access to it in the past, where we see the replenishment of the gray matter in the brain, which is absolutely that phenomenon, if you think about it, is incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because you hear from doctors that we have the most brain cells at the age of 25 and it just starts to deplete, which mm-hmm. just sounds like such a self-defeating, terrible proposition. It's like, well, mm-hmm. you know, and I've never bought into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can, there are actual incremental things we can do to work against our aging, right? So like if you exercise and you eat right, you know, all the things, the practices, we know what we need to do. Not everybody engages them in them, but there are things that we could do, you know, in order to be, to thrive.
And I think that's what everybody wants to do. Although mm-hmm. I'm not sure everybody is thriving today. Like I said, it seems like everyone is on edge. I think the pandemic really brought it to a head.
Mm-hmm.
People were locked in their homes. They had no idea what to do with themselves. They started engaging in really self-defeating behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many did. Many did. And listen, even today with the volatility politically and otherwise, right? There's just so much divide in the world, I think, in general, that it's almost, it feels so destabilizing.
Yes.
And unpredictable. And there's such a lack of, you know, kind of certainty. So it yes, there's definitely an increase in mental health, you know, challenges in our ability to feel like we have any sort of, you know, sense of efficacy and independence. It rattles us, definitely. I know it does for me.
Oh, me too. You feel like there's a loss of control and it's scary.
Yeah, yeah. And even like today, it's even like humanity. Like what is, you know, what's humanistic?
Yes.
You know, I think we're questioning that as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's why your techniques are just a godsend.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years, I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.
Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry. Our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
If you're enjoying this informative episode of Women Road Warriors, I wanted to mention Kathy and I explore all kinds of topics that will power you on the road to success. We feature a lot of expert interviews. Plus, we feature celebrities and women who've been trailblazers. please check out our podcast at womenroadwarriors.com and click on our episodes page. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts, on all the major podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible, you name it. Check us out and bookmark our podcast. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and other sites. And tell others about us. We want to help as many women as possible. Dr. Michelle Maidenberg is the author of Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self and the Life You Want to Be Living. Her book explores the barriers we encounter with mindfulness questions and exercises for readers to promote growth, healing, and a path to personal fulfillment. It's a manual on how to live your life successfully. Her book is scripted so readers can practice time-tested skills with a toolbox so they're constantly living their best life. The word ACE in her book title is an acronym. It stands for Acceptance, Compassion, and Empowerment. Dr. Maidenberg incorporates different therapies to provide the tools that everyone needs to unleash the skills they need while they also practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is very important, and it includes meditation. There are many benefits to it. It keeps us in the correct frame of mind so that we can take on life's challenges without allowing emotion to overtake us. These types of techniques actually change our neural pathways and our nervous system to stop aggression and help with impulse control. It changes our mindset, perception, sense of self, and identity, which changes our nervous system and neural pathways. Mindfulness replaces the gray matter in our brain, too. That's really remarkable. So your book, what exactly does it do for the reader? There's so many elements that you're covering in this book.
So the way that I structured it is, you know, one, the feedback that I've gotten, and I appreciate this, that about my writing in general, because I really try, I'm a blogger for Psychology Today as well. You know, I really try to structure it in a way that it makes sense. And there's continuity and there's exercises that reinforce the skills. And at the end of each chapter, there's a guided meditation with my voice that I record. I also have a YouTube channel and I record guided meditations every Thursday at 11 a.m. So one just came out today.
Oh, terrific.
And typically, you know, it'll be a topic that, let's say, is current or could be very helpful, you know, but it's on a variety of different topics. So the way the book is structured, the first chapter really talks about our brain in the way that I did a little bit today. And it talks about how our brain works and the physiologically, you know, neurologically, how we're wired to think, feel, behave, et cetera. The second chapter focuses on values. There's a very important exercise in that chapter, which helps you really, really get a grip and an understanding of what your core values are, because part of the work that I do is really, really prefaced and foundationally is in your core values. Because once you have an awareness about that, it's really a script for you to live your best life. And I help people define what that is and what they need to do on a daily basis in order to really lean into their values. And then the third, fourth, and fifth parts is prefaced on acceptance, compassion, empowerment. And the first parts of each of those chapters talk about the barriers. And again, we're talking about barriers, whether it's individually, whether it's our physiologically, whether it's socially, emotionally, et cetera, you know, in our environment, the way we're raised, it could do based on our race, religion, and et cetera. So we look at the barriers to acceptance, the barriers to compassion, the barriers to empowerment. And then the second part of the chapter is how to cultivate it. What do you need to be doing? And I give very, very specific skills and tools. And then you have an opportunity to practice it because there is, again, exercises at the end of each chapter to help culminate the information. So you're getting both knowledge and skills at the same time. And then there's the guided meditation, which helps to just, again, reinforce it and, you know, gives you some platform with which to be mindful and to exercise, you know, mindfulness and guided meditative practice. So that is the structure of the book. I use a lot of, you know, personal examples. I use a lot of anecdotes from, you know, the patients that I see, you know, just to give examples so that, you know, you have awareness of, you know, the skills. And, you know, I've gotten really, really incredible positive feedback on the book, which is always, you know, helpful for me to know that I'm reaching out to people who, you know, want this information. And then also, you know, it's helpful that for me to know that I'm actually being helpful, of course.
This is a wonderful process. And I like the fact that you're talking about somebody's core values. I think we lose sight of that as we go through life. And a lot of times people don't even necessarily know what their core values are.
Yeah. Well, so I'll give you an example, which, you know, people always ask me, you know, when they say about core values, I don't understand, you know, could people have negative core values, like, you know, stealing, killing, et cetera. And I said, that's not their core value. There's something underneath that that's driving that behavior. So sometimes we get kind of confused or sidetracked because we think about the behaviors rather than, again, what's driving it. And once you're able to get underneath it, I help people do that. So sometimes when I do the value exercise, people will say, you know, this is my value. And I say, that seems like a great feeling state that you want to be happy. I get that. That's wonderful. But that's not really a value because we can't really sustain happiness, you know, in a given hour. We could go through five different emotions, right? Sure. 1 minute we could be happy. 1 minute we could be frustrated. 1 minute we could be angry. 1 minute we could be sad. It just in the midst of an hour in our day, depending on the interactions we've had or the feelings that kind of get evoked. So, you know, the goal, which it is, right? There's a difference also between goals and values that gets confused. So there's so many facets to values that we don't really intrinsically understand. So somebody once asked me, and I use this example a lot, but, you know, gang members, right? You know, is their value is to, like, you know, hurt other people. And I say, no, if you really know anything and educate yourself about kind of gangs, what's important to them? What drives their behavior? And it is generally a sense of community.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They consider this as like an extended family.
Yes. Well, it is a family. It is actually a family. It's a chosen family.
Right.
Right. And they have each other's backs, right? That's why, you know, often there's, you know, revenge and other things that go on, you know, in the community sometimes. But so if you really get underneath it, you recognize that they have such a strong core value of community. And that's a beautiful thing, by the way, right? For somebody to have a sense of community.
Sure.
But again, if we are behaving in ways that are hurtful towards other people, not so great.
Right.
But if you understand that about gang members and you're working with them, for example, right? You have to be knowing that information in order to connect with them. It's so incredible to me when people come to me and they'll, you know, especially when we go through the value exercise and they'll come up with these specific values. And when I kind of reach a little further and a little deeper, they're like, wow, I didn't think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really shifts their mindset and the way that they both behave and see themselves, which is an incredible transformation.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting how we go through life and sometimes the biggest stranger in the room is ourselves. We don't know ourselves. So you're getting people to really get to know themselves and who they truly are.
Yeah. And I could speak again from personal example. You know, I had a little bit of a rough childhood, I'm going to say. But what I discovered was my adaptations. And what adaptations are is what we do in the course of our lives to survive. Okay. And we take that with us, you know, as we age and as we mature, because they're survival strategies. And it is absolutely terrifying and threatening to give those up because they served us well and they made us, again, feel empowered, let's say, or powerful or strengthened. So it's really kind of scary to give that up. But what I discovered in my, you know, in my inquiry, I'm going to say personal inquiry, was I was amazed at how much I repressed. Like I consider myself a master repressor, like literally. Because when things were really uncomfortable or difficult, the way that I survived as a child was literally, you know, to repress it as if it didn't happen. And as I grew older and I aged and matured, I was doing the same thing. So instead of facing myself or facing the situation, I was just repressing it. And I did so much so that I didn't realize A, that my needs were not getting met, and B, how I really felt about the certain situations. And once I discovered that, mind blowing. I mean, I can't even tell you, my life has really changed a lot, because whenever I kind of slip into that space, because it's so, so easy for me to do that. And don't get me wrong, there are some times that actually it is helpful, you know, to avoid to some extent. So, but I think health, you know, avoiding in a healthy way, you know, whether it's distracting or whatever the case is, again, temporarily is fine sometimes, because, you know, for if things are too exasperating or whatever the case is, but you need to kind of return back to it so that you can effectively problem solve and process and all of those things. But I never went back there. I just kind of repressed it and that was it. So now sometimes I'm in touch with really, really uncomfortable, you know, negative emotions, but so much because I'm leaning into it and I'm curious about it and I'm willing to be in the crux of it, I am learning so much about myself. I'm learning about my needs. I'm learning about, you know, communicating more effectively. And it's making me feel really proud of myself that I'm willing to go to that place that is so prohibitive for me, you know, growing up. So it really is very, very empowering.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Trucking Moves America Forward, or TMAF, is building a positive image of trucking by telling the story of the hardworking drivers and industry professionals who support the industry. And you can be a part of it. Learn more about TMAF and how you can join and be a part of the industry movement working to build a strong image of trucking by visiting TMAF's website at truckingmovesamerica.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our latest channel, TikTok.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
Dr. Michelle Maidenberg writes for Psychology Today. Her book, Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self and the Life You Want to Be Living, talks about our brain and how it works and how we're wired neurologically. She's got a chapter that focuses on helping people identify their core values. Once you have an awareness about those, you have a script to live your best life. She provides a toolbox in her book for people to make positive changes. Acceptance, compassion, and empowerment are also covered in her book, and she talks about barriers to those things that prevent our growth. She teaches people how to cultivate the positive attributes with skills and tools in her book. All of it helps us problem solve and cope in a healthy way. Guided meditations also in the book to help people exercise mindfulness. Her insight is just terrific. Dr. Maidenberg, all of this definitely can put someone in control. They're in the moment. They're actively thinking. They're not reacting. They're thinking about how to react. What an empowering thing, because then it seems like it opens up all kinds of avenues where you can start making plans for your life and determine your direction rather than just letting life happen.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we only have one very, very short, fleeting life. I can't say that enough. Mm-hmm. You know, so every moment of our lives are so important and so critical. And we have to take every moment, you know, things like we said, we don't have control over most things. So taking the opportunity to make a life of meaning and purpose is so, so important. And, you know, I have to say it helps with all relationships. If I had to say, how does this help? It really helps in all relationships. What do I mean by that? It helps in the relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. It helps in the relationship with others. It helps in your relationship with the world. You know, so I feel a lot more sharp. I feel more open. I feel more engaged. I feel more connected, you know, and those things are incredible, you know, and I really say this. I say to myself, if I died tomorrow, would I die with a peace of mind? And I really do feel that way today. I haven't always felt that way, but I do feel that way today.
That's huge. And I don't think everybody can say that.
Yes.
Especially with all the digital noise we have. We're so connected, but yet we're so disconnected, not only with other people, but I think some of this technology has disconnected us from ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's so many distractions. I mean, I see with my kids, you know, it's amazing how challenging it is, even socially and otherwise, in ways that we didn't have to deal with, you know. And, you know, even the other day, I'm kind of laughing because I have a 15-year-old daughter. She's my youngest of four. I have three older sons. And I texted her and I think I wrote like KK or something. I don't remember what it was. And she said to me, "Mom, you know, when you write that, it means that you're angry." I go, "Huh? What? What are you saying?" So she said, "Yeah, there's certain ways to text that actually display that you're angry or frustrated with a person." I go, "Wow." Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me know. Cause like, that's like, so over my head, you know, like if I'm upset or frustrated, I'll say that I'm upset or frustrated. I'm not going to like, you know, passively aggressively, like write like, you know, something minute to display that, which is so such like ineffective communication.
It really is.
Yeah, but it's so funny because there's like, you know, or people, you know, like she tells me sometimes, like, you know, and again, she's like in the crux of like teenhood, but like where people, you know, girls will say to her, you know, "I'm not going to be friends with you," or, you know, "You really hurt my feelings and it makes me not, you know, want to be friends with you," or whatever the case is. And she gets so anxious and stressed out about the fact that she hurt somebody and that somebody's not going to ever be her friend. And I can't even tell you how many, even like, you know, teens and young adults and adults that I work with that has had periods of, I'm going to call it little t, traumas in their lives, whether socially, emotionally, and otherwise, that have affected them for the rest of their lives because they haven't worked through it or processed it. And it could be like, again, you could think of it as being so inconsequential. You know, there was a young adult I was working with yesterday, and he just, you know, broke up with his girlfriend. And he said to me, it was so cute. He said to me, "A few years ago, I saw a really good therapist. And she told me that I should really take time to get to know myself before I get into these relationships." And I said, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Oh, that was you." I go, "Oh, thank you." Cause he actually left my practice, you know, for a while and then kind of returned back to me, which is always wonderful. But he said to me, he said, "I realize that," and I'm helped him, you know, to realize that there's patterns in the relationships he gets into. And, you know, we do that. We habitually get into certain patterns of behavior because it's comfortable. When I say comfortable with quotes, mm-hmm. and familiar, we don't even realize that we just kind of slip into those roles sometimes without even realizing it. So he's becoming a lot more familiar with himself, you know, his patterns of behavior. You know, but one of the things that I wanted to say is there was, you know, we tried to kind of think about his history. And when he was an adolescent, he, you know, was very overweight. He considered himself to be unattractive and, you know, socially awkward. And he ended up, you know, having a girlfriend. He was like 14 or something like that. But what happened when he, you know, got that girlfriend is he became so anxious that the girlfriend was going to abandon him or reject him because of his perception of himself as being like nerdy and unattractive. So it's been a life of being in relationships, literally, where he was, you know, in some ways he would, you know, be with insecure women, you know, so that he could have some semblance of security. You know, again, this is all subconscious, by the way. You know, so he could have some semblance of security that the people he's with will absolutely adore him, will never reject him, you know, will never abandon him. And by the way, like now he is adorable. I mean, I have to tell you, I even said to him, like, "I can't even imagine you being that way." Cause he really is. He's like really good looking. He's smart. He has like a fabulous personality, you know, but it's amazing that it still gets enacted out in his relationships, even today. Yeah.
So he puts himself in self-defeating situations so he can be in control. He has a sense of control. Yeah. I mean, we do things, and it dates back to our childhood. And when you think about it, we have other people influencing us throughout our childhood that are adults in our lives and all of that. And it may not be our true self, but we just learn to adapt and go with the flow. And it may not be the most constructive way to live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you said your true self. It's, again, our true selves and our authentic self often gets masked and glazed over, I'm going to say. You know, because of all of these coping skills, adaptations, all the things that we do. And for good reason, I can't say that enough. We needed it. We relied on it. It helped us. It was beneficial. But we may not need it as we mature and as we, again, go into adulthood, but we still hold on to it for dear life.
It's so very true. And I don't think people even realize they're doing that. So, I mean, your book helps people identify their true self and their true potential, which it makes so much sense. It's a wonderful resource.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Kathy DeCaro is nothing short of amazing. She not only drives the world's biggest truck as a heavy equipment operator in northern Alberta, Canada. She's an international motivational speaker and the author of Dream Big, an autobiography about overcoming a lifetime of trauma and abuse that led to dreams of success. Kathy inspires people the world over to change their lives and improve their self-worth. Her book will change your life. She's passionate about personal growth and believes anyone can change their circumstances and overcome their obstacles if they believe in themselves. Her life will amaze you and seriously inspire you. Be sure to order a copy of her book, Dream Big, on Amazon.com. Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry, our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy DeCaro.
Every moment of our lives is so critical. That's why taking the opportunity to make a life of purpose is so important. It helps the relationship with yourself, with others, and with the world. You'll feel more connected and engaged once you can do this. Dr. Michelle Maidenberg teaches people about this in her book, Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self, and the Life You Want to Be Living. She helps people from being so distracted, disengaged, and emotional with proven techniques in her book to help us cope, find our true selves, and live our best life to achieve our full potential. Dr. Maidenberg, where can people find your book and can they reach out to you? Do you work with them remotely? I mean, all of your insight is so tremendous. I know we can't unwrap everything in this interview, but I love your perspectives.
So Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self, and Live the Life You Want is available in all bookstores, online, in bookstores. So you could get it anywhere. And you could always go on my website, which is www.michellemaidenberg.com. And that's with two L's, Michelle. And Maidenberg is Maidenberg. And I have a lot, I have all of my Psychology Today blogs up there. I have all my podcasts. I've done tons and tons and tons of podcasts. It has a link to my guided meditation, you know, YouTube channel, which you're always welcome to subscribe to. People find it really helpful. And yes, if I definitely see people remotely. So I, you know, people contact me all the time. Absolutely.
I love your perspectives. Yeah. Like I said, there's so much to unpack here, but all of this makes total sense. You're basically getting people to do a really deep introspection, get to know themselves. Like you start with the core values, which you have to start with a foundation because Obviously, when you build a house, you have to have a foundation for it to be built, for it to be strong. And people, if they don't know where their foundation lies, they're all over the place.
100%. 100%. And it's, again, I give also a lot of diagrams, which is really helpful. People have really appreciated that as well. So when I teach, you know, certain skills, there'll be a diagram, you know, to follow up so that you could actually visually see it. Because, you know, I also appreciate there's all different types of learners. So I really tried to take that into consideration when I was writing as well.
Yeah, some people are verbal, some people are auditory.
Exactly.
It all depends. Some people learn from many different inputs.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I imagine that your success rate has been tremendous with this.
I have to tell you, I mean, I marvel at, you know, the changes that I see in the people that I see. It is so heartwarming and enlightening to me. And, you know, I can't say the connection that I have with the, you know, the patients that I work with, the relationship and the connection that I have feeds me. You know, it's so rewarding. And I really, really listen. I learn from people I work with. I'm open to learning too. So I give of myself fully because it's really a passion that I have. And all I want to do is really help people. That's what I live for, you know. And you know, it's so wonderful. I say this too. People learn the lingo, which is super cool. So I have like even, you know, there's one person, for example, that I worked with literally since they were in an adolescent in middle school, and now he's in his late 20s. Wow. I cannot, when I first saw him, he literally did not have, he had very, very superficial friendships. Very, you know, he was in the closet. His self-confidence, I mean, gosh, extremely insecure, you know, a lot of social anxiety. And if you saw the life he's living now, wow, it blows me away. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, you blow me away. Like, wow.
Well, it's because of you, and you changed the trajectory of people's lives. This is so wonderful.
Well, I try. It's really a partnership. So I do want to say that it's not just me. Somebody has to really be open, willing, and also, you know, be willing to engage in a relationship with me, because it's a lot has to do with the relationship. So I don't give myself all the credit, honestly. I mean, the people that I work with, that I form these relationships with, I honor them. You know, I can't even tell you, like, I adore them. I really do with my full heart, and they know it. They feel it. You know, it was so just an example. You know, I was working obviously online and remotely through COVID, and I had one of my patients, you know, come in after obviously having not be, and she looked at me and she's like, gosh, I missed you. And she's like, can I give you a hug? Is that okay? And she gave me the warmest hug, and it was like, wow, you know, the connection is just so amazing. And it feels so good to be able to be on people's journey with them. You know, listen, I'm in therapy too. I'm a therapist. I'm in therapy. And I absolutely appreciate the therapist that I work with. And I so appreciate the journey that she has me, you know, that we kind of collaborate on. So it's just really rewarding.
This is wonderful. I want you on my team. I wish I wished I'd talked to you years ago. Oh my goodness.
I am on your team.
When I was an adolescent, boy, wouldn't that have been helpful.
I want you to know I say that to myself. I wish I wish I had me when I was an adolescent.
There you go. Where do people find you again, Dr. Maidenberg?
Yes, on my website. That's a great place. Is again, www.michellemaidenberg.com. You could find, again, links to my book and all of my, you know, media and all of that. So I look forward to hearing from anybody. And again, you know, any feedback is always welcome. And I am here. I'm here to help.
Wonderful. This has been great talking to you. I love your perspective. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you too, Shelley.
Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. And if you want to hear more episodes of Women Road Warriors or learn more about our show, be sure to check out womenroadwarriors.com. And please follow us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. On our website, we also have a selection of podcasts just for women. They're a series of podcasts from different podcasters. So if you're in the mood for women's podcasts, just click the Power Network tab on womenroadwarriors.com. You'll have a variety of shows to listen to anytime you want to. Podcasts made for women. Women Road Warriors is on all the major podcast channels like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, YouTube, and others. So check us out and please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. If you want to be a guest on the show or have a topic or feedback, email us at sjohnson@womenroadwarriors.com.